Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Lift your hands all over this room and welcome the Holy Spirit. Come on, lift your hands and welcome God the Holy Spirit. The power of God is here tonight in a mighty and powerful way. Open up and right now begin to lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Somebody praise Him. He is worthy of our praises. I will bless the Lord. Come on, fill the atmosphere with praise and adoration. He is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to about five people and say, you're beautiful. I see Jesus in you. Thanks for being here tonight. Make sure everybody hears it, from the smallest child to the oldest adult. You're beautiful. I see Jesus in you. And then you may be seated across the room. When I say those words, you're beautiful, I was in Detroit, Michigan preaching, and we were having many nights of the move of God, and there was this little lady, she came up to me and she says, I'm not coming back to hear you speak anymore. And I said, ma'am, I've offended you. She said, yes, you've made a liar out of me for the last time. I said, in what way have I made you a liar? She said, I bring a lady to church, and she may be the ugliest lady in Detroit. And whenever we say, you're beautiful, I see Jesus in you, she's not beautiful. And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, because she doesn't look like a New York model or a Hollywood movie star, she's made in the image of God, and I got a feeling she looks more like God than you. And I said very clearly, who are you to call God ugly? And she looked at me and went, I knew you'd have an answer. See, that statement is not an accident, and many people do not realize it is the very call of my life. Many years ago, while reading the book of John, the 14th chapter, when Philip said to Jesus, show this to the Father and it's sufficient for us. How many of you know you do odd things? I lifted both my hands and said, Jesus, you're beautiful. I see God the Father in you. And God began to put inside of me the realization, it is my call to see the beauty of Jesus in people when they can't see Him themselves. Can you walk into darkness and see Jesus? Can you see people around you lost and see the power of God in them? Can you see the potential of the power of God in every part of people's lives? Because that's what God is calling us to do. And tonight I want to speak to you for the next few moments on don't ghost the Holy Ghost. He's calling, are you picking up the phone? Now, for those of you who do not know what ghosting is, being ghosted means that someone suddenly cuts off all communication without warning or expectation. It typically happens in personal relationships, especially in dating. But it also can occur in friendship, work, or other social situations. I don't know how to say this in any other way. I can handle the word no, but I hate being ignored. In my generation, we were taught, be polite, accept the word no, but to ignore me, and that's the answer of no, tends to irritate me. Now, I know that's just, I'm old, you'll have to forgive me. But the characteristic of no response to calls, texts, or messages, no closure, the person's disappearance without an explanation, is what I began to realize as I was reading it and seeing it, many people do to God, the Holy Spirit. They ghost the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, when I stand here tonight and I talk about God, most of the people in the world believe there's a God of some sort. But the moment I say God is my Father, well, that gets controversial. And then if I say things like he has a son and his name is Jesus Christ, well, that even gets more controversial. But do you realize what the most controversial subject is in the church, in the world? The moment you bring up God, the Holy Ghost. There's more argumentation. The world isn't bothered by you. It's the church that continues this constant barrage of argumentation over the third member of the Trinity. God is calling us tonight, and I'm asking you, will we pick up the phone? How many believe Kings and Wasilla is a church on fire of the power of the Holy Spirit? See, the Holy Spirit is calling, and it is a voice of awakening. It is not only a voice of awakening, it's a voice of shaking. I've been asking God if he would allow me one more season that when I begin to preach, that it awakens the church of the living God, that God is alive. How many know he's not dead, and he's moving among his church today? But when he begins to move, he will shake everything that can be shaken so that that which cannot be shaken will remain. How many say, God, pour out your spirit on all flesh? For it is not only a voice of awakening, it is not only a voice of shaking, but it is a voice of the loosening power of God. The Holy Spirit is calling, but many are declining his call. Would you open your Bibles to the book of John, the 16th chapter, verse number 7. As you're turning in your Bibles, let me bring up one thing that I mentioned this morning. I mentioned about YouTube and that how many we needed. We need 29 more to get across the goal. I opened up my phone tonight. Over 100 of you have signed up for my YouTube channel. Would the rest of you please convert it and sign up now? Would you stand with me for the reading of God's word? You say, why is that so important? Because we learned that YouTube will promote us if we have over 1,000 viewers, subscribers. John 16, verse 7. I love these words. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus did not leave us alone. He sent the helper, and please hear me, the Holy Spirit is not as most churches teach. He's not a silent background. He's not here to be somehow just read at the end of the hymn book. He is to be welcomed. Father, give us wisdom. Lord, again tonight, I bless Pastor Daniel and First Lady Karen. I ask you to overwhelm them. I know he's ministered today. It's not that he's just gone. Yeah. Oh, Lord, Lord, when I grow up, can I have as much energy as Pastor Daniel Bracken? Every time I watch him, I go, Jesus, have I ever had that much energy in my entire life? Lord, I thank you and I bless he and his family tonight and overwhelm them with freshness. Turn around to somebody and say, wow, you're good looking. Thanks for being here tonight. Make sure everybody hears it, then you may be seated. I'm going to ask you tonight to silence the noise. Lean in. Respond to God the Holy Spirit's calling. He's speaking, he's guiding, he's waiting, but he doesn't want to be treated like you're a hotel. See, a lot of people want him to come by for a night and pay his bill and leave. God the Holy Spirit wants you to understand your body is his home. The Holy Spirit doesn't visit, he inhabits. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, whom you have of God, and you are not your own? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You're not just saved, he comes to indwell. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and shall also quicken your mortal body. Do you realize that's got to be one of the two most hated verses of scriptures in the Bible? How many understand when Christ raised from the dead, he has the keys of death, hell, and the grave? It means he's victorious, he's glorious, he is conqueror over every power of darkness, and the same Spirit that raised him from the dead tonight dwells in you. He doesn't want to come by for the night. He wants to live and dwell with his power inside of you. And he is a gift that you must unwrap. Do you realize the power of the Holy Spirit is a gift? See, many people don't move into the infilling power of the Holy Spirit because they think they somehow have to earn it with works. Now, when I use that phrase of being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's very confusing to people because people will say to me, I'm saved, I have the Holy Spirit. And the answer is, all four of you got it right. The answer is yes. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, you got to get this inside of you, is not about you getting more of God. It's about God getting more of you. Now, we enter the kingdom of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that reaches out, puts a hook in our heart, and begins to pull us in, and we begin to see our sin, our lostness. But once we enter into the kingdom of God, then the kingdom of God enters us as a seed. You got to get that. That's very important. You can be in the kingdom of God and not realize the importance of the kingdom being in you. How would I say this? Just because you're in Alaska doesn't mean Alaska's in you. I thought that was such a good point, and they just giggled. I don't know a lot about Alaska, but today there was somebody who wouldn't turn in front of me on the light, and I honked the horn, and all of a sudden, everything stopped. And I went, oh, I'm in Alaska, I don't honk. I literally had that moment that it dawned on me I had misbehaved, that I was in Alaska, but Alaska wasn't in me. And something said, you keep honking, you may get shot. See, there are many people who are in the kingdom of God. They're saved. But you got to get this. Once you enter the kingdom of God, then the kingdom of God enters you as a seed. Now get this. Everything you need for harvest in your entire life is inside that seed. But that seed moves into, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, what is that? Humility, trust, and death. Inside of you, that's what's being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit means. All of a sudden, you begin to deny yourself and begin to say, Lord, inside of me is this supernatural seed. It is Jesus Christ and his image in everything that I touch. But as I come alive, this gift, this seed has to be unlocked. It has to be unraveled. The Bible calls it Christ in you, the hope of glory. But that seed comes and leads by hunger. Now get this, very important. The Holy Spirit leads by your hunger. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Whenever you watch churches, it's this extraordinary thing in people is this hunger thing. You go into one church and they're settled, they're happy, and they're doing nothing. Why? Because they're not hungry. All of a sudden, when you begin to see hunger getting unlocked in a church, hunger that says, I not only want more of God, I want my entire community to know more of God. I'm not happy with where I am. I'm hungry for more of God. Your hunger unlocks the gift. And it not only unlocks the gift, it unlocks the breakthrough. Do you realize in the New Testament, every breakthrough that happens in people's lives through Jesus happens in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I just said something very important. See, the Holy Spirit's anointing leads by hunger, but that hunger leads to a breakthrough. Now, what does that mean? Isaiah foretells of the Messiah who is to come, and he will have the sevenfold characteristics of the Holy Spirit upon him. Here is this young woman who's married. Oh, can I drop something in your thinking that may upset you? Well, preacher, will it bother you if I get up and walk out? No, well, yes, it would. Do you realize the first prophetic words in both the Old Testament and the New Testament came to women, not men? My, did you feel that? And for those of you who believe that women cannot teach men, tell your mother that. It just came out of me. We'll blame whatever on it. Now, you got to get this. Here's this young, I'm already in trouble. God trusted the salvation of the world to a teenage girl. Boy, I am just really getting myself in trouble tonight. Do you understand the connection between children and the Holy Spirit? That the promise is for you, for your children, for your children's children. That literally the power. Now, here's this young girl. An angel shows up, says, you're highly favored. Mary goes, who are you talking to? What's going to happen in your body is the Holy Spirit's going to move upon you, and you're going to give birth to a child. And here's Joseph. He's a just man, and now he's got the news that he's going to be married to a lady who's going to have a baby, and the well, I'll put her away privately. I'll do what's right. An angel shows up and says, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take Mary to be thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Mary goes to her relatives and says, hey, I'm carrying the Messiah. Elizabeth has carrying John the Baptist. John the Baptist is filled with the Holy Ghost inside his mother. Now, do you remember what I said? Every time there's a breakthrough in the ministry of Jesus, it is in relationship to God, the Holy Spirit. The breakthroughs of life come through the power of Spirit. Mary is moved on. She carries this child. She gives birth to Jesus. Then the Bible tells us Simeon lifts up his hands and blesses God. The Bible says we're given an unlimited anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our guide. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus cast out demons. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he raises the dead. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he heals the sick. Whenever breakthroughs begin to happen, the power of the Holy Ghost gets loose in the house. God, give us an outpouring of the power of the Holy Ghost. We need breakthroughs, supernatural breakthroughs. But when we understand the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, number one, he's a gift. But not only is he a gift, he's a promise. He's an extraordinary promise from God. Now, a promise is only as good as the one who makes it. The one who, my son's name is Jonathan Michael French, and I spell it the same way my mother did to me. Now, my son played baseball, captain of the baseball team. I literally have gone from the airport to watch a baseball game and turned around, and my wife drove me back to the airport and I flew out of town just to see a baseball game of a high school. My wife never missed a game. I only made half. Did my best to promise I'd be there, but I couldn't always keep my promise. You know the beauty of God? He's never broken a promise. He promises the Holy Spirit to his children. Now, I said that before. I want to get back to that. Do you know what the initial physical evidence of power is in any child? I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. Do you know what the initial physical evidence of power is in any child? Language from their parents. Whatever language the parents teach the child, that is a sign of their family. You know, in traveling the world, I've never seen anyone in Russia rocking a baby, a babushka, and teaching that baby Chinese. In preaching in Hong Kong, I've never seen somebody rocking a baby and teaching a baby Russian. I've preached in Paris over 75 times. I've never seen anybody in Paris rocking a baby teaching it Swahili. Parents give children language as a sign of who they are. Isn't it interesting how much the Bible compares the Holy Spirit to children? What do you mean? I just quoted it one verse where the promise is for you and for your children and for your children's children and to all who are far off. In the book of Luke, the Bible talks about the fact if we as children come to our earthly fathers and desire bread, would they give us a stone? Why? You give children language. Language is a sign. When the Bible talks about speaking in other tongues, do you realize it more properly could be translated a supernatural language? That when the day of Pentecost, there was this hunger that seen the power of God, Jesus had ascended on high, and he said, but get in Jerusalem and stay there until the power of God comes. And when the power of God comes, the children are asking God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when they ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there's a sound like a rushing mighty wind. It filled all of the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them divided tongues as fire. It sat upon each of them. And they all began to speak in supernatural language. Why? It was a sign of who they belonged to. It was a sign of who God their Father is. It was a sign that they knew how to pray in a way that they were speaking the very mind of God. But when you get it down deep inside of you and you begin to think about it, have you ever thought about language and children? My granddaughter's name, she's Sophie. And Sophie was one of those children who developed very young and very quickly. But she had this ability. She had two languages. Now, they were both hers. One was English and then was another she made up. And we'd have to look at her and say, Sophie? She'd be sitting there just talking to you in these whatever stuff. And she'd go, yes, Papa. I would go, use your words. And all of a sudden, she'd just start speaking in English perfectly. Do you realize when it comes to the Holy Spirit, God is saying, use your words. Talk to me. You're my child. You're my beloved child. I long for intimacy with you. Don't ghost the Holy Ghost. It's a desire inside of you. Are you hungry for the gift? Are you hungry for? This is a promise of God the Father. It is paid for in the blood of Jesus Christ. But are you hungry? Are you longing? Are you desiring? Lord, I desire the Holy Spirit. Everyone in this room who's hungry for the Holy Spirit, I want you to stand to your feet. Why are you back there? If you're hungry, move. Come on. Come on. You doing all right tonight? Mike the cap, it's killer. It says Kings on it. You know, I got Kings hats. I don't think I have a hat. That's cool. When I grow up, can I be your friend and have your hat? Hungry. Hunger. If you're hungry, begin to lift your hands. Come on, dude. Is there a hungry person in the house? Don't be afraid to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost all across this room. Glory on the Rabaka Sandarabakedi on the Rabaka. Glory on the Rabasandarabake. Come on, lift your hands. Begin to soak. Come on, no matter what your age. Oh, hallelujah. Use your words, children. Come on, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, God will give you a language right now. It is a supernatural. Don't worry about what you sound like. Don't matter where you hear. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And then just begin to love on Jesus. Don't worry about what you sound like, child. Come on, use your words. Glory on the Rabaka Sanda Rabaka. Speak in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory on the. I break the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Glory on the Rabasanda Rabaka. In the Rabaka Sanda Rabaka. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, pour out your spirit upon all flesh tonight. Lord, pour out your spirit on every. Let the Holy Spirit gloriously fire. Fire, fuego. Jesus, we long for you. We long for you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Come on, use your tongue. Speak in the name of Jesus. Let him give you a new language, a supernatural language. Come on, child of God. Release the river. Release the river of anointing. Glory on the Rabba, 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 glory on the Rabba. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes quickly. Jesus, move faithfully. Would you look at me a moment, please? Obedience is not optional. Obedience is the Holy Spirit's pathway. I want you to hear the word of the Lord from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 32. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Did you hear what the word of God says? The Holy Spirit God gives to those who obey him. See, hunger drives us. It is that which gives birth to the Holy Spirit's breakthrough. But are you obedient? See, the Bible tells us in the book of Luke, ask and you shall receive. Now, as we're standing here just soaking in the Holy Spirit, may I ask you, have you received since you believed? What are you talking about, Brother Michael? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit with supernatural language? See, when it uses the term speaking in other tongues, that's what it's talking about. But we don't think about that, speaking in a supernatural language. Whenever children come into the world, we don't go in long sentences. We just go, goo goo, dad, dad, mama, I love you. And then they grow up and talk that way. I still remember my wife and I had a contest, dad, dad, mama. I won. See, we're, you know what? A baby doesn't ever look up and go, I'm afraid of saying this out of my mouth because I'm not sure about you. People will go, well, what if I get a counterfeit? I will tell you, you get a counterfeit by asking the counterfeiter. The Bible makes it clear you cannot come to God the Father in the name of God the Son and ask for God the Holy Spirit and the devil give you anything. Matter of fact, if he can, God's a liar. You don't have to fear. All you have to do is realize, don't worry about what you sound like and be honest and obedient. Now, I'm going to ask how many of you here tonight, you have never been given a supernatural language. It's called a prayer language. It's a sign you're a child. You go, Brother Michael, does this mean I'm less of God? It doesn't mean you have less of God. I'm asking you, do you have the courage to say, I want him to have more of me, including, as James says, the most unruly member of my body, my tongue. Where you don't worry about what you sound like. You're just in love. You know, I love watching across the night some of these extraordinary young men and women as you just see tears coming down their faces and they're just in love with Jesus. How many of you have the courage to be honest with me tonight and say, Michael, I've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues or special supernatural language? Every person that has not yet received, I want you to lift your hand right now. Well, come on, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. If you have your hand down, it means you've received. Now, let's see, we got here and here. Can I have people that are around these? Can we have people that the prayer team that was up here before, those of you who are part of staff, would you just begin, keep your hand up for a minute so people can come. Can you move, if you're a part of staff, toward these people that they're around you? They're going to begin to encourage you, and God's going to give you a language. Out of the 20 or more hands that are lifted, we're going to see the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't worry about what you sound like. Come on, get near somebody. You know, this lady over here, I don't see anyone around her. Come on, everywhere in this room, if you got a hand lifted, I want somebody near you. This lady here, come on, move to them right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to begin to walk through, and we're going to see the power of the Holy Ghost all over this room. Now begin to pray for those people to receive. Begin to pray for those to receive in the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth now. Move back into praying in the Holy Spirit. Everyone in this room, everyone in this room, everyone in this room, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, those of you who want to receive, open your mouth, use your words. Some of you feel the words in your mouth. Some will hear them in your ears. Some will feel those words in your throat. Don't worry about what you sound like. Speak out what God has given you. It is a sign of the power of God inside of you. Glory to God. Come on, every person in this room, every person in this room, open up your, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is falling like a blanket. Soak, soak, soak. Receive. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Everyone in this room, Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit. Right now, I want you to pray in the Spirit. I want you to pray in the anointing of God. Lord, less of us and more of you. Lord, none of us and all of you. Pray in the Holy Ghost for your family. Pray in the Holy Ghost for your community. Pray in the Holy Spirit for the freshness of God to fall upon you. Fire! Jesus. I was preaching in Chicago. There were about 40 who had come forward to receive the Holy Spirit. All 39 of the 40 received in a matter of seconds. I went over to this nice lady, it had been about 30 minutes, and I said, "You're having problems receiving." She said, "Yes, Brother Michael, pray for me." I said, "What's the problem?" She says, "I keep making these words up in my mind." And I said, "When did that happen?" She said, "When you were preaching and you said, become as a child and walk in obedience." She said, "I started making these words up in my head and they won't stop. They're driving me crazy." I said, "Ma'am, have you thought that might be the Holy Ghost?" And she went, "Really?" I said, "You've probably been filled with the Holy Ghost halfway through my sermon tonight." And I said, "Let's pray." So I prayed and said, "God, if the words in her head are of you, let her just speak them out." And all of a sudden, she just speaks and starts speaking, I mean, in long, flowing sentences. She says, "I've been filled with the Holy Ghost nearly 45 minutes. I said, "Nothing happens until you speak. It's a sign of who your parents are. It's a sign of what tribe you're a part of." The other thing that was so unusual, I was speaking in New Jersey, and it was this pioneer church. They'd been going about a year, and they called me and said, "We want you to come." And I said, "What would you like to see happen?" They said, "There are four men in this church. If they get filled with the Holy Ghost, all of their wives are filled with the Spirit, but they're all businessmen, and, well, nobody thinks they're ever going to receive. And if they did, it would turn this town upside down." So I announced on Tuesday night we were going to speak on the Holy Spirit, and all four of them were there, and we prayed. Everybody was filled but those four, and all four came forward. All night, have you ever been? They had saved 6 months to bring us there. Have you ever felt like you failed? That night, I didn't sleep at all. I was miserable. I get to church the next night, and the pastor says to me, "Anybody call and tell you what happened last night?" I said, "What happened?" He said, "Three of the four men went home, and while laying in bed, God filled them with the Holy Ghost." I said, "I wish somebody called and told me." And then in the middle of the worship that night, I all of a sudden, the fourth lady was shouting. Her husband was between the seats, speaking in other tongues. Supernatural language. You know why? Because they didn't quit. See, we get it that this is our moment. If it doesn't happen, well, that determines by hunger. I don't know how to break this news to you, but I get hungry 3 times a day and I want snacks in between. And I'm always hungry for the Holy Ghost. Always. I know it was earlier, but I want everyone under the age of 18 to come and stand here again, please. Now, you older ones don't have to leave because you're over 18, but everyone that's under the age of 18, we're just going to pray one last prayer before we go. I so agree that it's about the children. I want every one of you to reach your hands out toward the young men and young women that are up here. Now, I want every one of you that are up here that are under the age of 18, I want you in a moment when I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Use the language of the Spirit. It deals with your spiritual family. Everyone in this room, reach out to these, for the promise is to you, to your children, to your children's children. And how many know this is about as far off from Jerusalem as you can get? It's a promise for Wasilla. Reach your hand out. We're almost done for the night. But I believe that God has a special anointing all night upon children. Everyone in this room, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Soak. Soak in the Holy Ghost. Soak in the Holy Ghost. Come on, use your language. Come on, children, use your language. Everyone in this room, from the back to the front, if you're in the sound room, be praying in the Holy Ghost. Wherever you're at in this room, pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we're asking you for an outpouring of your Spirit this summer on the music. young men and young women of Wasilla and Alaska. Lord, give us an outpouring that cannot be stopped in September. God, give us a flow of the Holy Ghost from the very throne of God. In the name of Jesus, bless, bless. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands and receive. Lift your hands and receive. Come on, I want you to begin to pray like you've been praying in the Holy Ghost your entire life. Come on, rejoice. Pray in the Holy Spirit by praise. Don't you be passive now. Open your mouth and praise in the Holy Ghost. We open our mouths. We open our mouths and lift our hands. Come on, begin to sing in the Holy Spirit. Glory in the Rabasandra Raboko. In the Rabasandra. Come on, sing in the Spirit. Or release the river, release the song of the Spirit. Fire in the Holy Ghost, fire. No matter what your age, sing unto the Lord a new song, a song of the Spirit. Go ahead and laugh at the devil. He thought he had you bound. Tonight's your breakthrough. Come on, all across this place, just begin to laugh at the devil. Inform him you're a child of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and shall quicken your mortal bodies. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, whom you have of God, and you are not your own. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody rejoice. Somebody shout. Somebody dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More. More. Is that the best you got? Somebody let out a shout. Somebody. Victory. Hallelujah.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.